The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
First guest today is a councillor in Cork North Central for Fianna Fáil, Ken O'Flynn. Ken, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for calling us.
Now, Ken, tell me, how many times over the last 20 years have people been fined in Cork because of their responsibility for their dog leaving excrement on the streets?
Well, as you're aware, this is the dog fouling. There's no particular dog fouling act. There's a litter act. So anyone that's been prosecuted for dog fouling in Cork City, it's been four times in the last 20 years.
Four times? That suggests so. Are very people very responsible in Cork?
Well, I'd like to say they are all the time, but unfortunately not when it comes to dog ownership. I think the great problem that we have here is the law itself, the fact that it's not a particular dog fouling law. I think we have a great difficulty when it comes to identification of knowing who owns the dog or who has a present license for the dog. And again, catching people in the act or with their animals, etc. And that has caused a huge amount of concern and difficulty here in the city and in the urban towns across the country. This isn't the Cork City problem by any means. It's a problem going out through the entire country.
Because I see the figures for 2016, for the most recent figures are available, that Wicklow, Roscommon, Leitrim, Kildare and Carlow, not a single dog fouling fine issued in 2016. I'd imagine they're not free of this problem as well. How extensive is the problem in Cork? Give us examples of what you know of.
I give examples of constituents that I've met, that are people that have emailed me from up and down the country today, actually, but constituents I've met over the last number of years. I'm on the council now 10 years. But when I'm looking at it, I'm dealing with people that are in wheelchairs that have been destroyed, and dealing with children that have hands have been destroyed that have to be washed before they go into class, coming down streets with some dog fouling. I'm looking at people with strollers, prams, buggies, etc., that have had the difficulties as well. I've had one lady last year who fell on dog excrement and cracked her elbow. I would seriously question how many compensation claims have been prosecuted and successfully won across the country as well, due to people slipping and falling on dog foul. I think the great difficulty that we have in this country is that we have very little responsibility when it comes to dog ownership, where we seem to love our pets very much, but we don't seem to love picking up after them. And even the difficulty will be where Cork City Council is distributing free of charge the doggy bags, the pooper scooper bags, and we give those out free. We've issued over 60,000 of them last year, and 200,000 in the last 3 years. Even with that, we're still getting people fly tipping and picking up the excrement and throwing it into bushes or throwing it into trees, and that's not acceptable either. I think the great difficulty there is that we don't have a proper system when it comes to dog licensing. I think it's a very archaic system. I think we have to look at the models that are being brought into the United Kingdom at the moment, and forgive the pun, there's a hamlet called Barking. And they're after introducing a new program where it's dog DNA testing. And it's not people like CSI going around testing this excrement on the street. What it is, a very sensible plan, is that if you're living in this hamlet and you possess an animal, a dog in particular, in this hamlet, they have to be green tagged as well as having their collar and tag. If you're out in public and your animal is not wearing the green tag, so it hasn't been signed up for the DNA testing or there isn't a DNA sample, you're fined automatically to the value of £60. And that's worked very well. I think in mainland Europe, well, I lived in mainland Europe for a long time, and I had two St. Bernards, and responsible dog ownership is I suppose it's a way of life, you know. And if you don't look after your animal and you don't pick up after your animal, there wouldn't be long before somebody would stop you on the street and tell you to pick up after your animal.
Okay, well, let me bring in Jim Stevens. Jim Stevens is a pet behavioural counsellor. Jim, how hard is it to train a dog to actually go maybe to the one particular spot that you might on a walk to do what needs to be done?
It's not difficult, really. All dogs build up a preference for the substrate, the surface that they're going to go on. That starts in puppyhood, starts with the breeder, whether it's going to be grass, concrete, kitchen floor, wherever it might be. And it's just a matter then of continuing that training. Dogs are creatures of habit. They tend to want to go around the same time of day in the same sort of area. So one way of preventing this is for owners to train the dogs to go into their own garden before they take them off for a walk, then you're not having to be carrying poop scoops around with you. One thing you might need to know is that the minister last year announced that dog poop accounted for 1.2% of all litter. So although it's a nasty and piece of litter that can lead to problems, can lead to, you've heard about wheelchair users and prams and kids, etc. You know, the other 98% of litter is by people, not necessarily dog owners, creating an awful lot more. And there's an awful lot of people who out there do collect their
Yeah, but actually, in fairness though, Jim, the dog poo is actually likely to be more of a health hazard than much of the other litter that's going
but
to be there.
What I'm saying is that there's an awful lot of people who do actually go out with plastic bags picking those up. But then they find it difficult also to try and dispose of it. A lot of local authorities took away waste bins because people were using it to put the household rubbish in. I did a walk around this afternoon through two parks in Dublin, and there was a lot more rubbish than I didn't see. I saw people carrying poop bags for about 15 minutes until they found a receptacle to put it in. So I think that, you know, it's part of the problem is the sort of civic responsibility which is shared by a lot of people, not just dog owners.
And Jim, actually, just one other thing, because we're getting lots of text messages in from listeners. One saying, I know of a woman who walks her dog in our housing estate. She brings no bags. Her reason, the dog goes by the trees, the same trees that the kids play near. This is a problem Grange and Douglas and Cork in Lahinch and County Clare.
Well, I think then it's something like a residents association, or just stopping the woman saying, no, you need to pick this up, or, you know, we will pick it up and deposit it back in your garden, seeing that it's your dog that's done it.
Yeah, listener says, Lahinch, you can't walk down the prom and enjoy the view because you have your eyes glued to the ground, dodging what's there. Another one says, I'm sick of carrying my dog's poop around with me. More bins in parks, beaches, woodwalks, etc. One bin at the start of Enniscrone Beach, no bins in Baleek Woods, Ballina. Can you put them in any bin, or are you supposed to bring it to your house?
Me. Yeah, Matt, if I may.
Yes, Ken.
Thank you. Where I accept where Mr. Stevens is coming from, I think the big problem is it's not training animals, it's training the owners of the animals. And I say that rather tongue-in-cheek. But the reality is that you're responsible for your dog's foul. You're responsible for disposing of it. The difficulty that we found across various local authorities, across Munster and dealing and speaking with other members of councils throughout the country, where we've had put in bins, they've been abused by the public and illegal dumping has been carried on. And that's where we had to remove a number of the bins. But the reality is that if you have an animal, you're paying to look after the animal the same as you take them to the vet, the same as you take them to be groomed, the same as you care for them in every other way. You should be cleaning up after them, and you should be disposing of the fowl in your own home, in your own bins.
Okay.
You should be picking it up, and you should be taking it home.
Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork North Central, Jim Stevens, pet behaviour councillor. Thank you both very much for joining us. Another listener says, we have a pitch for hurling in Camogie. Every day I see people walking their dogs and allowing them to do it on the pitch that their 6-year-old children train on. It's horrific. Football pitches, allowing it to happen there.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.